All right, Daf Samach, Sunday's Daf. Finish up the story of the Tanur Shel Achnai. So Rabbi Eliezer was none too pleased. He was put into Cheirim. We're holding now 11 lines from the bottom of the Yomid on Nun Tesamet Beis. Ima Shalom Devisud Rabbi Eliezer. So Ima Shalom was Rabbi Eliezer's wife, and she was Achsid Rabbi Gamliel Havai. They were all related. So interesting, Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Gamliel's brother-in-law. And who Maisa Ve'elech? After Rabbi Gamliel put Rabbi Eliezer in Cheirim, Lo Havei Shavkelei Rabbi Eliezer Lemepel Alape. She, Ema Shalom, did not let her husband, Rabbi Eliezer, do Tachanun. Why? Because the power of Tachanun would be so strong, she was afraid of what it might happen to her brother, Rabbi Gamliel. So she didn't let him do Tachanun. How does a wife not let her husband do Tachanun? So the Ritzvah points out over here that you're not supposed to be mafsik between the Amida, the Shemayin Esrei, to the Nefilas Apayim of Tachanun. It's a little bit of a head-scratcher why she was in shul or was he davening at home, but the fact is, she didn't have to be with him all day. She just had to make sure during that time he didn't do the Tachanun. Hahu Yayma Resh Yarchave, one time when she thought it was Resh Chedesh, when you wouldn't say Tachanun, Ve'ichlifla and Mali L'chaser, but she accidentally got confused between a Mali and a Chaser month, or Ikeda Amri Osa Anya V'kub Abava, maybe a poor person came and distracted her, but for something happened, and Afika Relay Riften, she took out some bread. Meanwhile, Ashkachte D'Nofel Al Anpe. Point is that she let down her guard for a moment, and really Ezra taka did tachanun. So Amr Lay, she said, "Oi, kom katlis lo'achi, you're going to kill my brother." Adochi nafik, she poured me base from Gamliel to Shachiv. Meanwhile, there was an announcement that Rabbi Gamliel taka died. Amr Lay, Rabbi said to his wife, "Minoyadat, how did you know?" Amr Lay, she said, "Because kach mekubloni base of Yaba, I have such a messiah from my Zayda, which is David HaMelech, right? Because she was Rabbi Gamliel's sister from the base of Nasiim. Kol hasha'arim ninolim chutz mishari aino. Anybody who is wronged, that person has a special power of tefila. You, my husband, Rabbi Lozer, you were wronged by being put into chayim by Rabbi Gamliel. And therefore, I knew as soon as you do Tachanun, it's going to be bad news for her brother. Tana Rabbanan, Hama'ana es hager over b'shloisha lavin. If you're ma'ana ger, you have three lavin v'haloichatzoi over b'shnayim. And if you are loichatzoi, you oppress him, and you chepper him to pay back his debts. Give me two lavin. What are they? Maishna ma'ana d'ksiv y'shloisha lavin. Number one, ger v'leisayna. V'chi yagar itcha ger b'artzchem leisaynu oisai. V'leisaynu isha samisai. V'ger b'chlal amisaihu. Also, someone who is pushing him to pay this debt for a ger, shloi kusivi, there are three psukim, le selech tsenu, le sechal tsenu, a ger le silchats, le si eloi kinaisha, the ger bechlalhu. Right, the Gemara, you should have three by each one anyway. So the Gemara says, let's change the brisa, alechad ze, vechad ze, beshleisha, and echanami. There will be three suri deraisa for each one of these. Tanya, the brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer agad lo oimer, nema his hira tayr balam and vav bakaimis. Why is the tayr saying 36 places, v'amri lebe mem vav bakaimis, and some say it's 46 places, beger about hurting this ger. Surai Ra, and Rabbi Kivega brings from Rashi's other places that say that Surai Ra, the pshat is that he is shaykh to going back to his bad ways. Maybe because he's Tom Tam de Isura. Perhaps that's a reason why we have to be more concerned about making the ger feel bad. My dechsiv, it's pshat pasuk v'ger le'sayna v'loy sil chatsenu gerim hayisim b'eret Mitzrayim, that we ourselves were gerim. Tanina, Rabbi Nosson Aymer, mum shebechal tamar lechavercha, and that's a mum that we had because we ourselves were gerim. V'hayna damri inchi, zokif le'zikifa yoyksei, if someone had a hanging in their family, someone was executed in the family. Don't say, hey, let's hang up this piece of fish, because what essentially you're reminding them and you're making them feel bad because you're being mazker the idea of hanging. Zok de Mishnah, getting back to business practices. Ein ma'arvin peiros bepeiros. A meicher can't mix different kinds of fruits, even if it's the same min of fruit, but if it's from different fields, that is also considered an unscrupulous practice of a meicher. Afilu chadoshim bechadoshim, even if it's all new produce. Moving over to Amud Aleph, ve'ein sarach lemer chadoshim bishonim. Certainly you can't mix new and old stuff. And be'em MS Amru, we'll see what that means in the Gemara, but MS Amru, b'yayin etir l'arav kasha barach, really, when it comes to wine, you can mix strong wine into the weaker wine, because if you add some stronger wine into the weaker wine, you're actually helping the wine. Rashi learns it's dafka in that direction, if you're adding that stronger wine to the weaker wine, because you're making him, you're being mashbich, but you can't add weaker wine to stronger wine, but the Rosh says the other way, in fakir, kol shekain, you certainly can add the weaker wine to the stronger wine, and he argues with Rashi. Ein ma'arvin shimrei yayin b'yayin. A meicher can't mix the sediment, the shmarim, into the wine. Avol nisan lei es shmarim, but you can add in the sediment, which obviously doesn't read, and the Gemara is going to work that out. Mishnas arv mayin b'yayin is someone who mixes in with their wine with water. Leim karenu b'chanos elim kein idea. You can't sell it unless you let the lekeach know that it's diluted wine. V'lei latager af al pish idea, and you can't sell it to a meicher. In other words, you can't sell diluted wine to a meicher, even if you tell the meicher. Shema she'ena ela lirmais bay, because you're putting this meicher into a position where he might cheat other customers. So there's a lifnei iver aspect here. The Sma points out in Reish Chav Ches, the psychology, that if you dilute wine, so you know you did something wrong, but if you give diluted wine to a meicher, the meicher might be meir hetem worker, like, I didn't dilute the wine myself, I'm still a good guy, I'm just reselling the product, and therefore there's what to be chayshish. Mokum shnogu lahatal mayim b'yayim, but if it's the minhag mokum to act this way, then yatilu, you can do it. Hatagar neitel mehe grunis, a mertagar can take from five different grunis, five different threshings. The neisel sech megurachas, you can put it into one area, one silo. Mehe gitas, the neisel sech pitamechad, also you can take wine from five different presses and put it into one barrel. V'lvad shalei yehe meskaven la'ar, as long as you're not trying to reestablish what the norm is. In other words, if I do something at a very high quality and people start to assume that I'm going to do that level of quality, and then now I'll be my arev to bring down the quality, but now they're already chapped as my customers, that's clearly a not appropriate thing for a meicher to do. Tana Rabbanan, ein tzarech leimer chadoshes me'arbi v'shenes mishalosh. It's pashut that you can't take the new grain, which is 4 saw for a sella, and old grain from a more of expensive priced ones, a 3 saw for a sella, they ma'arvin, and you're cheating out your customer. El afilu chadoshes mishalosh v'shenes me'arbi. Even if there's new grain from a more expensive group, which is 3 saw, for a sella, and the old stuff from a cheaper group of 4 saw per sella, ain't my arvin, you're still not allowed to do it. Mimesha adam writes a liyashain, because people want to age the grain, but someone who specifically wants the old grain, he'll want to grind it up soon. So it'd be cheating if you mix it in without letting him know. Then the Mishnah says, Be'emes amru b'yayin etir la'arev kasha barach mepnei shumash b'ichad. So what's this expression? Amru b'lazer ada amra, this means to say, called be'emes amru halachihi. It's a halacha. What does that mean? Rashi learns that the expression of be'emes amru, it's mistabra that way. The Rambam says that every be'emes amru is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Amru of Nachman, u'bein hagitais shanu. This is only when it's during the season of the bein hagitais. But different times, it would be bad to mix the different kinds of wines. Today, we don't worry about this idea of Ben Agitais. Omar of Papa, if it's normal, people will be Michael. Ravacha Breda Ravika Omar, Hamani, that's Rav Achahi. Titania Ravacha Matir, Bedover Hanitim. Ravacha says that you can mix the more inferior product into the better one if it's being tasted by the Lekeach. Because then he's responsible. It's like trying on the clothes in the store. And Taka the Magid Mishnah brings in Hilchas Mechira Perak Tesvav Alacha Gimel that this applies to any kind of Mechira. If the Lekeach is present, and he has a chance to taste it, to try it out, to experiment with it, then the meicher is not going to be held responsible if he's quote-unquote fooling the lekeach. Next part of the mission says, Ve'ein ma'arvin shimrei yayin b'yayin avol noisin leis shmarv, which sounds like a steer minei obey. You can't put in the shmarv, but then you could put in the shmarv. Avol ha'amar reisha ein ma'arvin klal. So v'chi tema my noisin leis shmarv k'moidele. And if you want to say that he's allowed to put in the shmarm is if he's maidia the lekech, that he's doing it, but you see from the next part of the mission, it's not that way, because the next part says that you're not allowed to do it unless you let the lekech know. Seems like the first line of the mission is talking about where the lekech has no idea what's going on. We're talking about different shmarm from different days. But you can't mix today's into yesterday's wine. The meicher can put into its wine its own shmarim. That's certainly not a problem. Rashi says that the yayim today or emesh, that's all lavdafka, even from different barrels would be a problem. Somebody is slowly pouring wine for his chaver, and therefore it's because you're pouring slowly, the shmarim stay behind. The Mishnah then says, if you're going to mix in the water into the wine, you got to let the lekech know. Rava isule chamer mechanusa. Some people brought Rava wine from the chanus mazgetame, so he would dilute the wine with water and then he tasted it. Lo yave basim. He wasn't sufridin with it. The shadri lechanusa. He sent it back to the store. Amar le abaya. Abaya asked Rava, how can you do that? The Mishnah says leila tagar afal bishaydia. You're not allowed to do it for a tagar, even if you know, because the tagar might return. That the tiger might turn around and sell to other people and rip them off. So why are you selling this diluted wine back to the store? Amarle, Rava says to Abaya, don't worry about it. Because Mazgadi D made the other. People can recognize my recipe of the dilution because I add a certain amount of water that is known to people. And therefore, the tiger can't possibly cheat out his customers and market this as the full starke wine. B'chi tema to tuffy umachayle. And if you want to say that maybe the tagar over here is going to add more starke wine and strengthen it to hide the fact that it was diluted, umazvinle imkain ein ledavar seif, a zevait, we don't have to be chayshish that the tagar is going to do that. Finishing up, mokum shenogul hatal mayim b'yayin yatilu. If it's the minigam mokum, you're allowed to do it. Tana, we learned, lemechzo shlish l'revia, up to a half, third, or a quarter, you can add the water. See how strong the wine was. Omarav, ubein agite shana, we're talking about during the season when they would be producing the wine, and it had a certain kind of strength. So like the last Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Le'yechalik ha'chenvani kleis ve'goyis mulitinei kleis, a storekeeper can't have somebody out front doling out stuff for the kids, because you're basically coaxing your patrons to come into the store because the kids are going to drag their parents saying they want to have the candies that the guy's giving out. The Chacham says it's fine. That's a normal business practice. It's a loss leader. You give stuff out and get people to come into the store. You're not allowed to lower the prices below what the normal price should be. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Creates competition. It's good for the consumer. You can't sift the crushed beans to take out the shvacha stuff, divrei Abishol, v'chacham ha-matirin. They say it's mutter, and moedim shlo yover mi'al pi ha-magura, but they're both maskim, you can't sift from the opening of the container, she'ena elka g'nevis ha-ayin, because that is ki g'nevis ha-ayin. It's like you're ripping off your customers. It's not mamish g'nevis das, it's not like you're really ripping them off, but it's ki g'nevis ha-ayin, and ein mefarkisin, and you can't, if you're a meicher, beautify your schaira, because you're going to convince people to buy it when they wouldn't otherwise buy it. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. So, why are they saying that you're not concerned that you're being unfair to your competing meichrim over here? Damar lei, because the storekeeper can say to his competitor, "I'm a flagina maguzi." Just like I'm giving out the nuts, so at polig shiske, you can give out prunes, which are equally exciting for kids to get nuts or prunes, I guess. So the Mishnah, competition's great, lower the prices, it's all good. So my time at Rabbanan, why is it okay? It's not fair to the competitor turning over to Amud Beis. Mishum deka marviach latara, because it's lowering the market price, which is what's good for the consumer. Lo v'lo yover es agrisin diver of abishol v'chachama matirin. You shouldn't sift out these crushed beans. Man chachamem rav acha. It's not de tanya rav acha matir b'dover hanira. Rav acha's matir, anything that is going to make it look better. You can't beautify these things and make them more appealing to buy. So, you can't make the animal's hair stand up like a stick, which is going to make it look fat and more geschmack. You can't inflate its intestines to make it look larger than it really is. You can't soak it in water because it's going to, I guess, expand and look more geschmack. My ain misharbitin. What can't you do here with the hair? Hacha tarkima maya de chazira. Here in Bavel, they said this is done by giving the animal this kind of potion to drink. Ze'iri omar, Rav Kahana mizkafta. You're brushing the animal's hair. Don't do that because it's going to mislead the lekeach. Shmuel shar lemirma tumi lasarbala. Shmuel put these like little silk shtiklach at the bottom of the coat to make it look more sellable. Rav Yehuda shar l'ksusei karmi, and he would starch these things to make them look better. Rabba shar lemedik tzrari, he would beat it out to make the fibers look more taut. Rav shari l'tzlume girei, he would paint the arrows that he'd be selling, make them look better. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel shar l'tzlume di kulei, he would paint the basket. So all these things are really making the keli and object look more appealing than it really is. The mission says ein mefarkas in leis adam leis kelim. If they're new, the fact that you're making it look nicer is not usur. It's just making it look more appealing. If they're old and you're misleading the customer, then that's a problem. Pirkas da odamayi. What's an example of making the person look more beautiful? There was that maisa of the old eved. He went and dyed his hair to be black so he should look younger and be more appealing to sell. Now, the maisa, can a man dye his hair black? Isn't there probably yilbush? And that's the Taltaira, other Acharanim, they asked that for Akasha, that how was it mutter? And based on that, the Tshuva Sharlameshev wants to say that's why Rashi over here says it was an Ebekinani to Bavarn that Akasha, because really it's usur to dye your hair. It's not so posh. The Sefer Hasidim says about the guy who made his hair black for a shidduch date. The Sefer Hasidim writes there that the reason he held it was mutter is because he was doing it for a shidduch and he wasn't doing it to share anybody, and he's clearly not bothered about the yilbush, and it could be because the yilbush is only if you want to be anoshim bein hanoshim. But if it's doing it for other ulterior motive, here it's for a Mecha Chomemka reason, it could be mutter potentially also yilbush. That's what Rav Pinchas Gross wanted to suggest potentially as a way to learn this and get out of that kasha. Okay, anyway, just finishing off the story here. Also, Kamei de Rava, Amar Lei, the Evid told Rava, Zibnon, buy me. Amar Lei, Rava said, the Mishnah says, you an aniyim b'nei ve'secha. So therefore, he went to buy these avadim. So also, Kamei de Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, Zabnei bought him. Yumachad, Amar Lei, one time Rav Papa Bar Shmuel told him, Ashkin Maya, give me some water to drink. Also, Chavre l'reshe u'ledikne, the Evid went to go rinse off all the black paint on his beard, making his head white again, looking old again. Amalei, the Eved said to him, Chazi danach de kashish meavuch. You see that I'm older than your father, and therefore I can't go ahead and bring you water to drink. It's beneath me to do that. Karei nafshe, so Papa Bar Shmuel said about himself, Tzadik mitzora nechlatz v'yavei achar tachtov, because of the fact he bought this Goyish Eved, which he's looking at as a taina on himself, instead of hiring Yidden, potentially. But because he bought the Goyish Eved, he felt he deserved to have this loss of money. Hadron ala chazov, and so concludes this exciting but very challenging parak of Hazov. And Mirza Hashem next time, going into Yontif, we get to start the world of Ezehu Neshech.